Good morning, and thank you for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, and joining me this morning, Professor Devin Robinson. He is a serial entrepreneur, a businessman. Talk about the Power Move, the Incubator Institute. I mean, you got all this Entrepreneur Institute. You got a lot of stuff going on. Tell us about all of your different areas.
Yeah, well, you know, I got different tools in place to help small businesses and budding entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, to really encapsulate the essence of entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. So my Entrepreneurs Incubator Institute, we actually just completed our first class, 107 students. Each class, we give away $5,000, a $5,000 grant to the top performer of each class, whoever mm-hmm. has the highest average. We just completed that. We're getting ready to start two more programs. So, you know, we have books and all these different things. You know, it's really trying to get entrepreneurs to monetize their ideas and really bring sustainability and structure to their vision. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of people out here. You know, my biggest, most important mantra that I tell people very early on is there's a difference between making money and building a business.
Mm.
And you have people that are running around making money. I mean, most popularly in our community, people go out and make money. They peddle stuff. They have ideas. And they make money and they're able to survive. But what happens and what's people's detriment is their later years when they're not able to get that labor-driven money, mm-hmm. because that's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They get labor-driven money. They got to be there to negotiate. They got to be there to pitch. They got to be there to sell. They're tying themselves up to the transaction. And when they're no longer able to do that, that's when poverty and struggle sets in mm-hmm. their older years.
Okay.
So we see a lot of our senior citizens, they fall victim to this because you know, who didn't have a retirement plan or work for the government or corporation, they fall victim to this because they didn't really set up a sustainable actual infrastructure of business that's giving them income whether they're there or not. Now, the downside to this thing is to build a business, the average time is 7 years. So in the first several years, as we know, 80% of businesses fail in the first 5 years, it takes a level of fortitude and endurance to build that business to the point where it's self-sustaining, employees can come in, all the kinks are worked out, you've secured your market share, you know, to make all these different things happen, it takes several years. The problem is within our community, within our culture, we're not being cultivated and wired as children to endure that process.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
so what happens is we get stuck in the making money, you know, the making money stage. You know, that may happen for the first year, year and a half, 2 years until you build it up and you're able to hire people. But if you're disconnecting because you get tired of trying to build that business and you move on to something else, you're never planting the roots that you need to plant. So with Entrepreneurs Incubator Institute, our one-year program, this is the kind of stuff we teach people how to go through the different stages to become an actual thriving business owner that builds wealth.
Very important, very important, and very important distinction, actually, really important. Let's talk about your new book. Now, the old book is The Power Move, which is, that book has done tremendously well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's an awesome book. The Ultimate
Thank
Entrepreneur's
you.
Guide, 25 Thought-Provoking Perspectives of Business Success and Life. So, first of all, when did you have time to write the book? That's what I want to know, because you travel like forever.
Yeah, I am. And, you know, I got my trusty laptop. I mean, the screen is about to fall off and the keypad is, you know, it's so crazy. I don't have time to go buy another laptop. I'm on Windows 7 and I love it. And I just don't want to go to anything else. I don't want any more learning curves.
you know, you got to go there.
Eventually, I know I will be forced to, but if I can hold on to my Windows 7 as long as I can, you know, I could just roll with that. So,
wow.
I find time in between hotels and flights. You know, I just find that time up late at night, mm-hmm. early mornings. And really what I did was I put ideas together that rang true to me. So it's really, I'm speaking from my own entrepreneurial compass. On the things that I use to make my decisions, the outlooks that I have, and these different things. You know, if your audience, you know, don't know me, I'm going to just toot my horn a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. I had my first million-dollar year when I was 31 years old, okay? So I am not someone that's making a living from telling people how to make a living.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You've done it.
Yeah, I've done business before I started doing this and writing books. I was actually in business and still am.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really information that allowed me to continue to navigate through the pitfalls and the challenges and the hurdles of success and business and entrepreneurship, and how to take that and incorporate it into my personal life.
Well,
so I put this book together for those people who
wanted
that.
You know, a lot of people, some of the basic stuff that people always tell you, but nobody really ever shares those pitfalls, those hard nights, those little small lessons that ended up being huge lessons for them in their business. And this book does that, right?
Yeah, it does. It actually does. I mean, you know, the 25 different ideas or perspectives, like one I have, do you know someone with a weak mind?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's really a challenge of, do you have the mind of persevere in entrepreneurship? You know, the ongoing debate, are leaders born or are they made?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's an ongoing debate with entrepreneurship. Do people have it or they just don't? So the book really forces you to challenge yourself, the way you see things. I'll give you another example. You know, you have people that are so obligated to individuals,
mm-hmm.
okay? I was having a conversation with a friend of mine the other day. He's an entrepreneur as well, and he's in business, but he just can't, hire employees. And he does well for himself, but he does the thing that I spoke about, making money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's tied up himself, and he tries to hire, but who he tries to hire is family and friends, and they all do him in.
It never works.
Yeah, and we had a conversation about it, and he said, well, how can I do that? That's my father-in-law, or that's
mm-hmm.
my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, let me explain something to you when it comes to relationships and family and business. There are two things we got. We got the title, and then we have the actual relationship,
mm-hmm.
okay? So, like, for example, I told him, I said, I got uncles that are my uncles in title, and I got some that I speak to every week. There's some I haven't spoken to in years,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that they're not my uncle and I don't love them, but you have to align people with your vision. So what I do, and I speak about this in my book, I have this box that I've created, okay? So this box says, okay, Devin Robinson, this is how much you should be generating annually. This is how much you should have in assets. This is how far you should go. This is what you should have set up for your children, X, Y, Z. So I have this frame. And within that frame, then I look at it and say, okay, who in my life and in my professional and personal circle contributes to that or takes away from it?
Mm-hmm.
You're either on the construction team or on the demolition team, one of the two. You know what I'm saying? You're not on anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at the people and I say, oh, you're on the construction team, so I can spend more time with you. I can
mm-hmm.
interact with you more. You don't take away my productivity. You don't make me feel bad about myself or doubtful. You can stick around. Now, the others, we're good in title, but I can't have you with regular interaction. So these are the things that you have to challenge. And so many people have a lot of difficulty challenging these things about themselves.
Wow.
Because of that emotional tie to, you know, the relationships that
mm-hmm.
we have.
Mm-hmm.
So this book, you know, it's a short book, but it really just goes, it just dives right into it with the 25 perspectives that I have, and for you to see if you share them, if you need to rewire your own
mm-hmm.
or challenge the thoughts that you have.
So talk about one of your thought-provoking perspectives on success.
Okay, so I have like perspective 15.
Mm-hmm.
Perspective 15 says, what have you done that justifies quitting? Okay?
Mm.
So you got people that start ideas, start things, and then they quit. And really what they do is they find these reasons why they quit. Okay, so they would say, you know, customers or my competitor is getting a better price
mm-hmm.
or the landlord wouldn't work with me on the rent. Or and they find all these reasons outside of yourself, okay? And what you really have to do is look at your activity, your personal activity. Because, you know, like I say, when it comes to solving problems, No one can solve a problem, or the problem solver attempting to solve the problem must first look to see if they contributed to the problem in the first place. So you can't be the solver if you don't look at yourself. Mm-hmm. You gotta. It's almost like the First 48, one of my favorite shows, right? Mm-hmm. They go through this investigation to eliminate suspects. You gotta eliminate yourself.
Right. Yeah.
You gotta put yourself up in the lineup and say, was I guilty of success assassination?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you really have to do. Did you do anything that justifies you quitting? Now, there's some times that is justified that you disconnect and you're done. You can't make this happen for whatever reason. If your health is at stake, if your relationship with your children or your spouse is at stake, you know, that kind of stuff, you got to probably relook at it and say, okay, I got to take a different approach or go down a different road. But that doesn't even necessarily mean you quit. You know, you reworked the approach.
Right.
But that's one of the strong things that I look at. Like, if I say I put something together and I barely gave it the energy that I needed and I felt like, oh, it didn't succeed, I'm done. How can I really be done if I didn't put myself or gave it 1,000%?
That's right.
And that's really what you have to have those hard conversations about with yourself.
So give me one on life.
Well, on life. So when you're talking about life, let's say idea number two. So idea number two says you have to be tested.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll bring that home to different areas of our lives. Let's look at our children,
mm-hmm.
okay? Our children would love to know that they are being reared by parents that went through some stuff and persevered.
That's right.
They would feel confident to know that, you know what? My mother went through a breakup. She went through the death of people. She was laid off from her job,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
she's still here. I am comfortable being guided by this individual. Now, you can take that and slide it right into business as well.
Mm-hmm.
Your customers would love to know that you've been tested. They would love to know that your business was at stake. The recession hit your business hard. Competitors came in with a better idea. And you were still able to persevere. Now, the thing is, when it comes to life, we hate the test. And we don't like the teacher during the test.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we love the teacher during the graduation. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We don't like to go through these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a flat tire, a car accident. I mean, just things that disrupt our plans.
That's
I mean,
right.
I was thinking to you about my plans being disrupted, you know, recently. But we have to be people that were tested,
mm-hmm.
because if you're not tested, you will never know your strength.
That's right. We were just at family altar this morning talking. I was talking about the journey and that we must rejoice in the journey. I don't care if it's a good journey or a bad
yes.
journey, but especially
yes.
if it's a bad journey,
mm-hmm.
and you have trials and tribulations. And I attributed that to the children of Israel, you know, 40 years in the wilderness.
Yes.
And I said, had they just learned the lesson, stopped murmuring and complaining, and just gone through the journey, they'd have been okay. They would have got to the promised land. So when you talk about in your life today, that you have to go through the journey, you cannot skirt the process, but no reason for murmuring and complaining. Go through it. Go through it with joy so you can learn the lesson and move to the next level. And a lot of times we just keep going round and round and round because we didn't learn anything the first time.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you're saying something so crucial because what happens is we have, I believe, the vast majority of people of our community don't have goals,
mm-hmm.
okay? They don't see themselves in a certain place. So we're kind of just idly living, you know, day by day.
Yes.
And because when we don't have our box, our frame that I spoke about,
mm-hmm.
we don't know if we're moving forward, if we're moving backward, if we're getting closer, if we're drifting further.
Still.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just don't get it. And, you know, one of the perspectives that I also have in this book and that I carry close in my heart is, you know, don't delay yourself trying to delay others.
Oh, man.
So it's almost like, I'm going to use an analogy because I actually use that in the book. You're driving down the street and you see someone tailgating you and you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you start driving slow to frustrate them
yeah,
even more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But what you're doing in essence is taking away or adding time to your own journey.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right. You're delaying
you're not
yourself.
Get to
right.
You're delaying yourself because you're trying to spite the person behind
yeah.
you. You're standing in their way of success
mm-hmm.
because you don't want to see them move forward. But the energy that you're putting in to delay them, you're delaying yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So instead of you just switching lanes, if you feel that you're in a hazardous situation, let them go.
Mm-hmm.
You decide to play a citizen patrol and get in front of that person. I mean, these are just certain perspectives that a lot of us never really think about.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't really we just do it so instinctually and
mm-hmm.
habitually
mm-hmm.
that we don't realize that there are a lot of behaviors that, you know, distract us from our own personal success.
And, you know, the ones that you talk about in success and life, they all apply to business. And the ones in business, they apply to success and life. So they all apply to each other.
Yeah, they absolutely do. You know, I always tell people, you know, you're a small business, a new business, you bring all your personal baggage into it.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever's going on in your personal life, whatever your habits you have in your personal life, you know, I talk about money quite a bit because one of the things that people tend to look for is three things that people go after or focus on when they're opening a business or seeking entrepreneurship endeavor. It's cash, credit, and training.
Mm.
And they prioritize it in those the exact order that I named it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people rarely really focus on training and research and the knowledge. People get caught up on the cash and they get caught up on the credit. And what I try to explain to people is you really should look at your habits first before you really seek the cash for your business. Because if you're asking someone to invest in your business and you haven't invested in yourself, then you may take that same habit into your business
mm-hmm.
and not invest in the business the way you should to make sure that it perpetuates itself. You know, I have this saying to people. I say one of my favorite sayings again. You know, I explain to people that the slaves that were willing to pay found freedom before those who are waiting to be rescued.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What we don't understand is, yeah, there was the Emancipation Proclamation, 1863. Slaves were eventually freed in 1865. But there were free slaves before that.
Absolutely.
And
they were running businesses.
Before, they were running businesses. And the slaves that were free before that, they were willing to invest in themselves.
That's right.
They were willing to invest in their freedom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Entrepreneurship and business is all about freedom. You know,
it
it's all about your legacy. It's all
it
about
is.
You blessing the community. It's
mm-hmm.
you serving other people. And you have to really digest that notion that you have to invest in yourself.
Absolutely.
So instead of running around, you know, looking for the cash or trying to just fix your credit for this one-time expenditure,
mm-hmm.
you know, we like to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We care about our credit. We want a car, a house, or a business.
That's right. That's
for anything right. else, we're not thinking about credit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we do it for that. And when we focus on that, we really don't realize that we're bringing our personal baggage into the professional setting.
Now, I've got a story, and some friends of mine are working for a small businessman with a small business mind, and he has a small business mindset. And let me tell you why I say that. He is from another country. He doesn't know everything, but he wants to have his hands in everything. He hires people to do the things, but then he doesn't allow them to do them. So some people came in, some professional people, the experts came in and told him, you need to hire someone to be your head and, you know, you need to take a back seat. Well, he agreed to it. And now he's saying, no, it's not what I want to do. So we're thinking your business is going to fail because you won't give up your ego and your small business mindset to be able to make the business flourish. And he's looking at the money, but he also wants to be the face of it, but he's not qualified to be the face of it.
You know, that is one of the worst things. I'm going to tell you, I'm so contrary to that. I'm the antithesis of micromanager because your business can't flourish if you want your hands on everything.
Everything.
You got to bring the talent in. You got to have the team. you got to look at a business as a team, mm-hmm. rather than, or I should say a basketball team rather than a boxing match.
Right. Two now, people. Mm-hmm.
If you want to be the boxer and carry everything yourself, then that's fine. You're going to be overworked by the time the match is over.
Burned up. Yep.
Burned up. Mm-hmm. Or you could be a basketball, baseball team, sharing, spreading the wealth,
yes.
getting your rest on the bench, and go straight to the championships like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to understand what it is you want or what vision you see for your business before you really get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you may go into it with the wrong habits that are going opposite to the direction of your vision.
It's a great business. If somebody doesn't get to him, it's going to fail. It will fail just because of that reason. He wants to do it everything himself, and he doesn't even know the rest of it. He knows one part of it, and that's the specialty that he went in for, right?
He needs this book.
But the business, the marketing, the training part, he doesn't know any of that.
Right,
and so here he's brought these people in, and now they're like, well, I might as well look for another job because this is not going to work out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is an interesting thing when you see that small business mindset. You know, it's not good. Small businessman mindset.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
So it's just interesting. The Ultimate Entrepreneur's Guide, 25 thought-provoking perspectives on business, success, and life. Tell folks where they can get that book.
Oh, they can get it from devinrobinson.com, mm-hmm. website, devinrobinson.com. Just click on the self-study tab.
You also have some other, lessons on there, some other materials for business as well.
Yeah. If you go, that website has some, really all my books are there.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go to entrepreneursincubatorinstitute.com. Or let me just make it simple for some people, incubatemydreambusiness.com.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Incubatemydreambusiness.com. That's where we got the classes and the systems and the CDs and different things people can take advantage of. And I'll just put it out there in the airwaves. I actually look for aspiring entrepreneurs to invest in.
Mm-hmm.
My personal capital investing in them. So not just the program provides the grant, the $5,000 grant. I would fund and incubate a business myself.
That's awesome.
Like I'm my personal shark tank, so mm-hmm. you may call me fishbowl. Because ain't no predators in there with me fighting. But I'm always looking for people with good ideas. I look for the top performers in our programs.
Mm-hmm.
And I really try to help them if I see that they are deserving of that capital.
That's a beautiful thing. DevinRobinson.com. Again, the Ultimate Entrepreneur's Guide, 25 thought-provoking perspectives on business, success, and life. And I would also suggest you get The Power Move, which has been a phenomenal book. Phenomenal book. If you're out there
and you're
thinking about it, because, and we got to say this just 1 minute. We got to talk about this, that young people think that they're just going to be rich. They think they're going to blink their eyes like Genie and have it all. And then they don't want to do the process. They don't understand that there's a process in business that is not going to happen overnight. Like you said, 7 years. And Devin and I were talking about this before we came on, that, if your young people have that mind of entrepreneurship, you need to get these books for them so they'll understand that it's not going to happen overnight. You know, they're not going to be a Jay-Z or a Beyonce. Even they had to work. They had to come from somewhere. It didn't happen overnight.
Right. You know, there's the persuasion industry. You talk about the persuasion industry. It's a big $1 billion industry.
Mm-hmm.
They throw in motivational speakers, pastors. They're all in the,
right,
the
right.
persuasion industry,
mm-hmm.
right? But there's also another industry on the rise called the belief industry.
Mm-hmm.
The belief industry is making you believe that you can do something whether you really truly can or can't. You know what I'm saying? So I speak on taking inventory to see if you really can, because I'm about keeping it straight with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really have to take a hard look at yourself so you don't waste your life and want to slit your throat at the end of, you know, your
career. Exactly, exactly.
But you have individuals, and I would throw the hip-hop artists in the belief industry,
mm-hmm.
because they sell this message of, you guys can get it, you guys can get it, you guys can get it, blindly and generically to everyone. They make these blanket statements to all their followers, and their followers buy into everything they see them doing, mm-hmm. assuming that if I smoke like them, if I talk like them, if I wear the clothes they're wearing, yeah. and if I ball like them, I'm going to eventually get the money like them. And these individuals that are standing on these stages, they're lying.
Yeah.
They are working day and night.
And they've been working 10, 15 years. You think they just came overnight. They did not.
Yeah. Yes, they did not. And
they did not.
And but people like you and me sending that message would sound like haters, right?
Right. We're
not sound like
haters.
The ones that we're getting in your way and you don't want me to be successful, mm-mm. but you know, I'm just telling you the truth.
This is reality.
I'm too short to be a basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I had to learn that. Listen, you're too short to be a basketball player. You're not tough enough to be a football player. Go the route that you can go. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So you have to. There's a time in your life you gotta look at it and say, what can I really do? And hopefully it's not too late.
Mm-hmm.
Where you spent a lot of your resources trying to do the contrary.
Right. We just had to put that in there. Professor Devin Robinson, thank you so much for joining us. Folks can still go to your website, devinrobinson.com, for more information. And they can contact you there as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Reach out to me there, and I can help steer you in the right direction. Just let me know what you need.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me on the show.